I'm calling from Georgia's Opinion Surveys. We'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? Can you please tell me what is the year of your birth, just for a statistical purpose only?
1979.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience, believe me. And what is your race? Are you white, black, African-American, American Indian, yeah, Alaska Native? Thank you. Now, moving forward, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
None of it. Independent.
Independent. Okay, thank you. Now, do you lean more towards the Republican Party or the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
Neither. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, what is the highest level of school that you have completed, or the highest degree that you have received? Thank you. Okay, bachelor's. Thank you. Now, next are some questions about how you think things are going in your community and in the country. When thinking about that direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, are you very satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied with that direction in which the country is headed?
Very
satisfied. Thank you. And now, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
No. That don't approve.
You disapprove strongly or disapprove somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly. Thank you, ma'am. Okay. And how favorable or unfavorable are your opinions of each of the following? Using the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending how you feel. Cornell West from 0 to 10.
Oh, no, none of them people.
Okay, Joe Biden from 0 to 10?
I don't know nothing about her either.
Joe Biden? Okay, nothing. How about Brian Kemp? Never heard of him?
I don't like him. Yeah, I have
okay.
Heard of him. I don't like
what
him.
Number should we give him to Brian Kemp? 0 means very cold and unfavorable.
Very unfavorable.
Okay, so what number should we be? 0?
Be still. That's what I tell you, to be still.
Okay. How about Kamala Harris? Kamala Harris.
I don't know what she's doing either. I really ain't been following these people.
Understood. How about Donald Trump from 0 to 10?
5.
Okay. And Democrats in Congress in general, to the best of your knowledge?
5.
And Fannie Willis from 0 to 10.
I don't even know who that is.
Never heard of it. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, here we go. Appreciate your patience. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make changes on issues that matters to you? Please rate the amount of power that you feel your vote has on the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matters to you. What number should we pick?
5.
Thank you. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to their community? From 0 to 10. 10 means a lot of power, and 0 means not power at all. Thank you. And how would you describe black political power since 2020?
Give me 1 second. My phone is beeping. Hold on.
Okay. Take your time. You let me know when you're ready.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah.
Now, moving forward, how would you describe black political power since 2020? Much more powerful, somewhat more powerful, no difference, somewhat less powerful, or much less powerful?
No difference.
No difference, okay. Hey, I know it's still a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local office? From 0 to 10. 0 means you definitely will not vote. Yes, ma'am?
I'm a vote. I'm definitely going to vote.
From 0 to 10, and 0 means you definitely will not vote. 5 means there is a 50-50 chance, and 10 means you will definitely vote. Thank you.
No, definitely won't.
Yeah. Then would you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not too much, or you don't care at all who's elected president in 2024?
Oh, okay.
A great deal, a little bit?
Great deal.
Great deal. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. Mm-hmm. Now, if the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local officials were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West, another third-party candidate, or would you not vote for president? Or are you undecided?
Undecided at this point.
Understood. Now, for something a little different, has your life gotten better, gotten worse, or stay about the same since Joe Biden became president?
Worse.
Gotten worse? Okay. Now, I'm going to read you the list of issues that I want you to rate each of them on a scale from 0 to 10, with 10 being it definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means it's definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use any number between 0 to 10. Environmental justice, from 0 to 10. Okay.
I don't even know what you're asking. How many more questions you got?
Just like 2 more minutes so we can use the ones you have already answered. So the environmental justice, you think that should be one of the Democrats' top priorities or not?
No, hell no, that don't need to be top priority. No, it don't need to be top priority.
What number should we give them? So 0 to 10?
No, that's the least. That's the least.
So 0?
No.
Okay, how about crime and violence? Crime and violence from 0 to 10?
5.
Okay, and criminal justice reform?
Criminal justice reform, 5.
Okay, and inflation or cost of living from 0 to 10.
That's number 10. That's a top priority?
Top priority, right.
That need to be their top priority.
Okay, and voting rights from 0 to 10.
That need to be number 5.
Okay, how about gang control? What number should we give them? 0 to 10.
I ain't worried about that either.
Okay, what number?
0.
Okay, thank you. Okay, moving forward real quick. I'm going to read you the list of issues, and I want you to rate each of the issues on a scale from 0 to 10, with 10 means that the issue has definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities. If it has been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and a 0 means the issue has definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. Okay, man? From 0 to 10. Environmental justice. You think it has been or has not?
I don't think so.
From 0 to 10, what number should we pick?
0.
Okay, and crime and violence? You think it has been one of the top priorities? Okay, and criminal justice reform? Same question, 0 to 10. What number?
0.
And inflation or cost of living? You think it has been one of the top priorities?
No, hell no. That shit high.
Voting rights. How about voting rights?
Zero.
Okay, and gun control?
They ain't doing shit.
Understood.
Yeah, they ain't trying to control nothing.
Hey, so the zero gun control. Okay.
Zero.
Now, I'm going to read you a list of laws the Biden administration and Democrats in Congress has passed over the past 3 years. Now, for each of the laws, please tell me if it has impacted your life.
Sorry, I'm getting hot and I'm getting irritated. It's too much. It's too many fucking questions. And I'm done.
This issue that's affecting you, and your opinion really matters.
It ain't going to stop nothing, though.
No, it will make changes, on the community. I mean, we are 63%. We're almost done. Just a couple of more questions, man.
63? Hell, I feel like we've been on the phone too long already, and we only agreed to 63%. That means we got a lot more to go.
No, ma'am.
Just tell them.
The last question, I just for statistical purpose only, after this one. If you allow me to finish this one, the next one, I just for statistical purpose. Okay, now I'm going to read
one more question.
Okay, the laws that Biden administrations and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years. Now, for each law, please tell me if it has impacted your life a great deal, a fair amount, not too much, or not at all. And a proclamation on granting pardon for the offense of the simple possession of marijuana, President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession and urged governors to do the same. Is that has impacted your life a great deal, fair amount, not too much, or not at all?
It ain't impacting my life at all, because I ain't got
How about the law, the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, that provides more than $50 billion to expand access to clean drinking water, as well as eliminate lead pipes? Is that impacting your life a great deal, a fair amount? Not too much, not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. How about a strategy to counter domestic terrorism, directed Department of Homeland Security to allocate $77 million to state and local partners to combat domestic extremism and increase the screening process to ensure white supremacists don't work for federal, the state, and local police department? Is that impacting your life a great deal, a fair amount, not too much, or not at all?
Not at all. I'd like to have one more question.
Understand, ma'am. Well, thank you for your patience, okay? Okay. Bye-bye, ma'am.